It's your health, your wellness day on MyFM, and we're speaking now with Dr. Steve Perry and Dr. Gregory Johnston of Family Health Options. Let's talk about the business itself. You guys offer a lot of services there that people may have gone for one thing, but aren't aware that, I didn't know that, you got a whole buffet of things going on over there.
I think that's a great introduction, Ian. One of the things about Family Health Options is we are a wide range of health services. So myself and Dr. Greg Johnston started as chiropractors and then opened up the facility. And one part of our mission was to bring together healthcare providers of widely varying disciplines to provide for the needs that chiropractic and we ourselves don't necessarily cover. So we've brought in registered massage therapists. We have an osteopath with us, a naturopath with us. We have reflexologists. We have psychologists. We have a wide range of healthcare services that a lot of people, if they just come to the chiropractor, don't realize we have right there on site.
I want to ask Greg now, because people may have gone chiropractic services. But all the other services, a lot of those have evolved over the years, and they may not have even been in our vocabulary not all that long ago. Explain some of those new services.
Absolutely. One of the newest ones that we're seeing a lot of interest in is osteopathy these days, and it's really grown. I think when I started in St. Thomas here maybe 20, 25 years ago, I don't think there was even an osteopath in town. And now there's many. I'm not even sure how many there is now. So that's a great service. It's one that's very complementary to the types of things that we do. They're dealing with joints and muscles and connective tissue and getting things balanced and getting the body working properly in proper balance. So that's a great tool. We also have a naturopathic doctor with us as well. And these days, they're fantastic because they're kind of like the general practitioner of the natural healthcare world. And so Dr. Lauren Olivier works with us, and she can do a lot of lab work and some different things that can really help people get some insights into what's happening within their body and help them learning about how their nutrition can help with things, how supplements can help with things, and really give an overall general picture of that kind of thing with it. So the different services with chiropractic really work as a complementary type of team. I refer to it as a toolbox, and people come in and use the different tools and find what really works best for them as a balance.
Yep. Now, Steve, as we talked about the whole array of services that are available, would people need a referral, or is this the sort of thing when you have someone come into the office, we can say, hey, look, let me recommend something internally here?
I'm glad you brought that up, Ian, because a lot of people, when they're coming in just looking for their own services, they know they can just call. But for motor vehicle accidents, for WS and IB claims, the chiropractor is a primary care provider. So if you're in an accident at work or an injury at work, if you're in a motor vehicle accident, you can head straight to the chiropractor, and that can be your primary visit to get your claim started, to get some therapy started. And the single most interesting piece of research coming forward today is that early activation is the most powerful tool in that person getting better, getting more fully better, and getting better faster. And so we're saying, you know what, you've been injured, you've been in a car accident, get in to see us early. Let's get you better quicker.
Yep. I'll go to Greg now. If someone maybe is not dissatisfied, but seems to not be getting better or not progressing as much as they thought they could have, this kind of provides an alternative, or, hey, have you thought about this? As opposed, not to knock traditional family medicine, but there are options available that you may want not have thought of this. You may want to go down there and talk to someone there, a consultation sort of, as to how we can get you on a plan.
Absolutely. And as we said before, I mean, one particular healthcare entity may not be the be-all and end-all for somebody. Certainly at Family Health Options, one of the things we try to do is individualize treatment plans, talk to the person, take a good history from them, do a good physical examination, and really try to get a handle on what's happening. And if it's a chiropractic case, then certainly, you know, we feel like we can certainly be able to help them for sure. But we're also going to be the first ones, if we don't think it's a chiropractic case that we can help them, to give them some advice or some ideas of what might be a good alternative for them.